VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Victoria, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Superhero, super dad, role model. These are the compliments for your dad. After watching this video, maybe you can also consider calling your dad a Jacana bird. Why? Because he protects his children with his life, while the mother, on the other hand, abandons them as the eggs hatch. Hey, nature, right? Now, how does the Jacana dad protect his chicks? Here is the sentence. He has to move them to safety. And the best way for him to do that is to tuck one under each wing and walk them out of danger. Okay, let's read that one more time. Please pay attention to my intonations. And let's break down the sentence into four parts. He has to move them to safety. Pause. And the best way for him to do that, pause, is to tuck one under each wing. Pause and walk them out of danger. Okay, so the pause between wing and doesn't have to be that long, okay? Now let's read that one more time, more smoothly and quickly. He has to move them to safety, and the best way for him to do that is to tuck one under each wing and walk them out of danger. Now, this gives you an image, doesn't it? Okay, 中文的意思大概是说 他得把孩子们送到安全处, 而最好的方法就是一边翅膀塞一只宝宝, 然后带着他们离开危险. Okay, you can totally imagine the dad spreading out his wings like an umbrella as they walk or maybe run to safety. And that action word is called tuck, which we will get into our vocabulary section later. Now let's focus on some of the pronunciation tips here. So for the word has to其实你可以念成 has to,就是比较美式或者是口语化的发音 has to, he has to move them. But 你也可以念 has to, 我习惯念 has to. 然后 这两个字, move them, 如果你想要念起来更口语化一点的话, 你也可以念 move them. All right, 还有 out of, 你也可以念成 outer. Okay, now let's move on to our vocabulary section number one. Tuck is a verb. So tuck usually goes with under 或者是 in, 就是把 什么东西加入,把什么东西藏入或塞入的意思. So to tuck someone under the wings is to put them into a safe place. You can use this when you're describing someone who has been taking care of you, especially when urgent matters comes up, like the Jacana dad. 那你也可以说, my dad always tucks me in. Tucks me in 这个意思呢,就是说他会 可能你躺在床上, 然后爸爸妈妈帮你就是把被子盖好, 叫做 tuck me in 的意思, okay? Alright, 但是 tuck in or tuck into something 其实还有另外一种意思, 就是尽情地吃或痛快地吃, it's a phrasal verb. Tuck in, tuck into something. So this is my sentence. We made plenty of food today, so please enjoy yourself and tuck in. 今天做了很多食物哦,所以尽情的享受吧,尽情的吃吧的意思. Now dig in 也可以说, please dig in, 可以尽情的吃, 就 help yourself, you know? 那第三个字呢, 我要延伸学习 two phrasal verbs today, 就是 walk. Walk someone out. Walk someone out in today's sentence, it means to walk beside someone out of somewhere. As you can use it in situations like if your friends are leaving your house, 你朋友来你的家, 然后你就说, hey, let me walk you out. 就是我把你送到门口之类的。 Okay, and the next phrasal verb I want to share is walk it off. Walk it off 就是散步，消除什么不适啊，或者是头痛啊，或者是你吃太饱，你可能要 walk it off 的意思。Okay, so sometimes we use it in situations like 可能看到两个人在打架，然后你就是 break up the fight, right? And you can yell at them and say, "Hey, go walk it off."就是去散步一下，然后就是把情绪缓解疏解一下，不要就是一直气在头上之类的。 Go walk it off. Or when you're too full, like I said earlier, 你可以说 I'm going to walk my dinner off. Last but not least, you can also call someone a walking plus noun if you want to describe someone is literally that noun. For example, a walkingDisaster. A walking disaster 就是说活灾难，就是说这个人可能常常带了很多 chaos or trouble. Someone who seems to be a human form of disaster. You can say, hey, you're a walking disaster. Or a JJ Lin is a walking CD, right? It's someone that can sing just like the CD. JJ Lin is my favorite Singaporean singer, by the way.We've reached the end of the episode. I want to dedicate this episode to my dad and all the dads in the world. I hope you guys have a happy Father's Day on August 8th, which is a Taiwanese Father's Day, by the way. 台湾的爸爸节嘛，对不对？ Thank you for always tucking me under your wings. I love you. I hope you have not been a walking disaster for your dad.And don't forget to say how grateful you are to have your dad with you. With love, have a great day. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.